Welcome back to Regional Public Radio and our morning show, Spilled Bong Water. Our guest this morning is the noted political analyst, Sabratito Larissa. She has been following the Obama and Clinton campaigns and calls in today from Desolation, Iowa. Welcome, Sabratito. But before we get started, we should mention that your new book, your new CD, the companion DVD, and the designer handbag are all now on store shelves in time for the holidays.
Thanks for the welcome. It's nice to be back on Spilled Bong Water.
So, Larissa, what do you make of Barack Obama's sudden and puzzling turn on the boomer generation? Is this attack for real? And what does it mean for the campaign?
Well, I think it is for real. Obama is so hot right now. As in rip the shirt off hot. Although I can confirm what his wife says, he does smell a bit up close. But that's a small thing. I mean, I am hot and bother just sitting here wiggling. Obama is campaigning like Carter did in 1975. He wants to be the symbol of change without offering anything real. In fact, I can break news today and report that the campaign is already vetting ideas about creating a new department of symbology.
Interesting. How do you think that that will help him get the nomination? Aren't boomers the ones that are funding his campaign and providing most of the momentum?
Yes, that is true. The campaign is very clever here. They know that beyond their selfishness, boomers hate themselves. Boomers despise their spoiled upbringing. They despise dancing around in the mud while their friends died horribly in some jungle in India.
That would be Vietnam.
Exactly my point. Boomers hate themselves for things that aren't even historically accurate. So by attacking boomers, Obama is actually earning their love and loyalty. And no one, and I mean no one, wants 8 more years of ugly pantsuits again. Especially after Laura. Pantsuits are code. Modo has spoken.
We invited the senator to appear on this show, but all we can get from the campaign is a CD from the Pussycat Dolls. What do you think that means?
You are not audacious. The campaign laughs at you and your audience. Tired boomers. Like Starbucks. They know you are desperate to stop a Republican. All he will give you is a symbol. Textbook Hamilton Jordan. Without the cocaine and big tits of the Egyptian ambassador's wife, I mean. Sort of.
We're running out of time. Thank you. Until next week in our new show featuring Tom Hayden on the top 10 luxury Caribbean vacations. This is Spilled Bong Water. Spilled Bong Water is brought to you in part by Investo Corp, serving you since 1967, and by Cadillac. This is not your great-great-great-grandfather's Cadillac. See you next week.